It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Taylor Swift has been posting some interesting content to social media, and fans are thinking that she's hinting at new music. Nay, nay. We're not thinking. We know she is. The first photo featured 7 palm trees with the caption of 7 palm trees in emoji form. The next photo she posted had her sitting on a staircase with 7 stairs, and finally a picture of her behind what looks like a fence. And fans have started calling this next album TS7. Okay, this is like, they don't have no idea what they're talking about. Okay, we're not saying her next album is going to be called TS7. We call her next album TS7. It'll be her 7th album until we know the actual name of it. That's why we say that. So there's that on that. We're going through counting each star in the sky of the photo to use that to predict the date of the album. We're counting all the holes of the fence that she's standing behind, using that as a hint. And I know that sounds crazy, but this is how Taylor Swift works. All of this is strategic, and every single time she has an album come out, she does weird things with counting like that to give us hints about the date that the album's going to be released, or hints about what it's going to be like. There's no confirmation of any new music or any hints as to what Taylor's up to. I even went so far as to try to finagle my way into asking our record label rep if they knew anything. Nobody knows anything, or if they do, they won't tell us. They're sworn to secrecy. But she does have something up her sleeve. My prediction is that she's got either the album or a new single coming out on April 13th. So you heard it here first. By the way, when there's new Taylor music out, I'm an entirely different person. So just prepare for that. She is my all-time favorite. Ariana Grande has knocked out Selena Gomez. Psh, psh, psh. There was a huge fight. Just kidding. She knocked her out as the most followed woman on Instagram. Ariana Grande has over 146 million followers. Selena Gomez has, she's got 146,286,000. I don't know how to say this number. You know what? It's too big of a number. 146,286. Selena Gomez has 146,267. So she's only got like 20,000 more or something like that. Right? I don't know.
I don't know. I can't understand what you just said.
I don't even understand what I just said.
All you need to know is that Ariana Grande is queen.
Barely.
But still is queen.
She still falls behind Cristiano Ronaldo, as he's close to 155 million followers on Instagram. Ariana Grande is also returning to Manchester, England, 2 years after a terrorist attack at her concert in the city. She's headlining the 2019 Manchester Pride Festival, which is going to be held between August 23rd and August 26th. She tweeted, "Manchester babes, I'm so thrilled to be headlining Pride. My heart, I can't wait to see you. I love you so much." Back in May 2017, of course, a suicide bomber from ISIS killed 22 people at her concert and injured more than 500. And after a weekend in jail and a not guilty plea in court to 10 counts of aggravated sexual abuse, R&B singer R. Kelly posted bail and was released. A judge set his bail at $1 million, which means he had to come up with 10% of that, or $100,000, to cover his bail. After struggling to come up with the money, he was finally able to get it together. According to the condition of his release, he must not have contact with females younger than 18. Attorney Michael Avenatti, who says he represents 2 people who have accused Kelly, says his legal team gave prosecutors a second video yesterday that shows him sexually abusing another minor. Sources say this latest tape is even more shocking than the first one. So R. Kelly, get this, leaves jail on Monday night, goes straight to a McDonald's where he was reportedly greeted by several fans, including women and children, who took selfies and blared his music. The problem is people get away with these things because when they have celebrity status, you don't care because you like their music and you like them as a celebrity and you refuse to believe the truth. You are an enabler. And in my opinion, if you're doing stuff like that, you are just as guilty as R. Kelly is.
He's going to have to come up with some money, by the way, too. You mentioned the bail right there.
He owes
like 100, but I think he's just hiding his money. You think he's actually broke?
He's broke because he's got 100 mansions all over the United States and hotel rooms with all these girls held up. And so he has to pay for them to live, pay for the rent and stuff for those rooms, pay for their food and all transportation, all this stuff. He's spending all his money barely that he has left because he hasn't had a hit in forever on these girls that he's keeping hostage.
But he owes like 120, I think, by this week or so for child support. So it's like, man, do I bail myself out or do I pay my baby mama?
The fact that there are still any streaming sites or anything that have his music is disgusting to me.
Yep.
Well, it's tough because there's all these bad people. Like the music, if you separate the music, you like a song because you like a song. Like,
listen, there's a difference between a rapper getting arrested maybe for having an illegal gun or something like that, and then also having sex slaves. and holding women against their will.
Of course, Liv, but listen, we can do this argument all day, but let's say, okay, Chris Brown beat the crap out of Rihanna. I know that's not sex slaves, but that's okay. You can beat a woman as long as you don't molest a child. I'm just asking, where does it fall?
Because, I don't like that either.
No, I mean, I'm not saying I do either. I'm not like, well, he just beat a woman. It wasn't touching a child. I'm saying if you separate the music, it's hard because the music's catchy. That's why you liked it.
And then how about this one? I'm from New Jersey, and I'm a huge New Jersey Devils hockey fan. And our goal song used to be Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll. You know, you guys know that song, right?
Never heard
of
it.
No, you're going to have to do a little rendition for us right now.
Dun, 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 dun. Hey.
So, hey. Yeah,
they pulled that as the goal song because of, you know, his past.
Yeah, he, same thing happened.
I don't know about his
Penn
past
State.
I don't either.
Oh, well.
Pork Chop apparently does something.
We'll believe you, though.
Dude, what do you want to tell us? The Penn State stuff. Jerry Sandusky stuff is so fascinating to me. I've watched like 100 documentaries on that whole thing. It is so fascinating. Anyway, sorry, this is like my favorite thing to talk about. It just blows my mind. But Spike Lee, the famed director who had directed Black Klansman, was up for Best Picture Award at the Oscars on Sunday, and he kind of like stormed out of the Dolby Theater after it was announced that Green Book won that award. And so he compared Green Book to a referee making a wrong call, and here he is kind of making light of his whole reaction.
Is there something about Green Book that offends you? This is what I'm trying to get to.
Offend? Are you British? Let me give you a British answer. It was my cup of tea.
He did not like that. He lost that. That is the garbage.